Welcome, friends. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, Side Hustle School community. It's your host, Chris Guillebeau. Today is Throwback Thursday, a weekly segment where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. We've been doing this every week for a couple of years now. It's always fun to go back and hear the evolution of a story. Sometimes people start all new businesses. Sometimes a project hasn't worked out and it turns into something else. Sometimes it just grows. Sometimes it just keeps going. All kinds of variations. Today, we're going to hear, well, I should say first, last week, let's go back one week. Last week, we heard from a licensed therapist who diversifies her income by offering non-licensed coaching services to out-of-state clients. Today, in our latest feature, we'll hear from a student loan advisor who transforms a personal challenge into a thriving consultancy. And he actually transforms a bit of his business along the way, which is what we're going to hear about in this update. So let's hear directly from Scott. I'll come back at the end with a few comments to wrap us up.
Hey, I'm Scott. After grappling with the maze of student loans post-graduation, I realized just how many people were in the same boat, lacking the guidance they needed. This realization sparked my transition into a student loan advisor. Here's how I turned my predicament into a profitable and fulfilling venture. Understanding the complexity of student loans inside and out was only the first step. I obtained a certification in financial planning with a focus on student debt strategies to bolster my credibility. Initially, my business model was simple, one-on-one consultations designed to create personalized repayment strategies for recent graduates. To reach more clients and streamline my services, I embraced technology. I developed a website offering free resources, including repayment calculators and educational blog posts, which drove traffic and established my expertise. I also utilized video conferencing tools for remote consultations, expanding my client base beyond my immediate geographical area. I introduced a tiered pricing model to cater to different needs and budgets. The basic package included an initial consultation and a customized repayment plan priced at $199. For clients needing ongoing support, I offered a premium package, which included regular check-ins and plan adjustments for $499 a year. In the first year, focusing on individual consultations and building a satisfied clientele base led to referrals that were instrumental in growing my business. I quickly reached and surpassed my first $1,000, then $5,000. It didn't take long. One challenge was staying updated with the ever-changing landscape of student loans, including new federal programs and loan forgiveness opportunities. I dedicated a portion of each day to research and continued education, ensuring my advice remained current and valuable. Another hurdle was teaching clients the difference between a loan advisor and a loan servicer, clarifying the benefits of a personalized approach to loan management. The most effective strategy for growth was online forums where graduates discussed their student loan challenges. By actively participating in these discussions and offering preliminary advice, I built trust with potential clients. Additionally, creating an automated email course on navigating the basics of student loans helped capture leads from my website, providing value through content while introducing my consulting services. For those looking to enter the field, remember that trust is vital. Be transparent, educate your clients, and always stay informed. Also, don't underestimate the power of free resources in building your reputation and attracting clients. Today, my business is not just about aiding with student loans. It's about empowering clients to take control of their financial future. Through detailed consultations, tailored advice, and a commitment to staying informed, I've been able to support countless individuals in managing their debt more effectively, turning a daunting task into a more manageable one.
I appreciate the update from Scott. Thanks so much for sharing that. Very often, as you grow a kind of consultancy or a coaching business or anything that's providing a one-on-one service, a very common evolution of that business is going from one-to-one to serving one-to-many or to developing products or any kind of group situation, basically anything where you're not directly trading time for money on a one-on-one basis. And of course, one-on-one can still work in some cases, or you can do both of them in different ways. But I think overall, like if you had to choose, why not choose a model in which you can have more passive income or at least reach more people? All those things are good. Anyway, lots of different ways to make this work. That's why we showcase lots of different stories. Let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, more than 2,600 episodes. SideHustleSchool.com. Lots of resources there. This has been episode 2644. I'll come back again tomorrow. I hope you'll join. It's always free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.